Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of September 2019. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a plea filed by mothers of Rahit Vemula and Payal Tadvi, who had allegedly committed suicide following alleged caste-based discrimination, seeking to end such bias in universities and other higher education institutions across the country. Supreme Court has said it has received a report from the Chief Justice of Jammu and Kashmir High Court and claims that people are unable to access the court they are not supported. The court said it would entertain the petition regarding alleged detention of children in Kashmir as the plea has raised substantial issues regarding minors. Supreme Court has sought response from the Jammu and Kashmir administration on a plea challenging detention of five persons in Kashmir following the abrogation of Article 370 of Constitution of India. The court issued notice on the plea, which has also challenged provisions of law empowering authorities to detain a person in Jammu and Kashmir. Supreme Court has upheld the withdrawal of the exemption from payment of excise duty to the pan masala with tobacco and pan masala without tobacco by the central government by observing that the same was in the larger public interest. Supreme Court has issued notice on a petition challenging the judgment of the Jharkhand High Court which declined to quash an FIR for sedition registered against four Adivasi activists for allegedly inciting violence by making Facebook posts supporting Pathalgadi movement of Munda tribal community. Supreme Court, while setting aside concurrent convictions by the lower court and high court, has acquitted a woman accused of murdering her husband. The court observed that it could not be the handiwork of one person and it would be rather preposterous to assume that the accused hung the dead body by ceiling fan all by herself. Supreme Court has ruled that the claim for refund under Section 27 of the Customs Act, 1962 cannot be entertained unless the order of assessment or self-assessment was changed in accordance with law by taking recourse to the suitable proceedings. The court observed that while processing a refund application, reassessment was not allowed nor conditions of exemption could be adjudicated. Supreme Court has observed that there was no provision for consolidation of cases in the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, thereby declining a plea to combine multiple check bounce in cases against the accused which emanate from a single notice. Supreme Court has clarified that while the law may recognize degrees of harm, however, the classification should never be arbitrary, artificial or evasive. While reading down Section 32F of Maharashtra Tenancy and Agricultural Lands Act, 1948. Delhi High Court has rejected the bail plea of lobbyist Deepak Talwar, arrested by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, in a money laundering case. The court denied the relief to Talwar. He was arrested by the ED after his deportation from Dubai in January. Gujarat High Court has rejected over 120 petitions filed by farmers challenging the acquisition of the land for the ambitious Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project. The court ruled that the compensation offered to farmers by the state government is fair. Telangana High Court, while making it clear that roster points cannot be the basis for fixation of seniority, has set aside the tentative allocation list of junior stenographers prepared by the Andhra Pradesh government. The bench directed the authorities to prepare the seniority list based on merit but not on roster points, and the allocation should be made in the order of seniority as on the 1st of June, 2014, and to complete the entire exercise within 2 months. Telangana High Court has issued notices to the central government, CBI and others concerned to reply to the petition filed seeking CBI probe into the alleged illegal activities of the liquidator of Super Agri Seeds Private Limited Company and the chief manager of State Bank of India concerned in the liquidation process of the company. Delhi High Court has asked the AAP government to procure straw from the neighbouring states for spreading it under newly planted saplings in the central ridge area of the national capital to ensure retention of soil and water there as well as reduce crop burning. Punjab and Haryana High Court has restrained the Punjab and Haryana governments from levying fine on farmers for stubble burning. The court, while passing the order, also roped in Haryana Agriculture University, Hisar, and Punjab Agriculture University, Ludhiana, to suggest measures to deal with the problem of stubble burning. The notice has been issued to the centre as well to suggest remedial measures. Kerala High Court has ruled that access to internet is a fundamental right which cannot be taken away arbitrarily. The court order came on a petition of Fahima Shireen, an 18-year-old BA student. Moreover, the court set aside Shireen's expulsion and hostel rules which denied internet access to women students at night. Delhi High Court has observed that the flats already constructed at East Kidwai Nagar as part of its redevelopment cannot be allowed to turn into a khundar, ruins, by averting their use. The court noted that the flats have already come up there and we cannot say let them become a khundar. Delhi High Court has ruled that municipal corporations couldn't take over private parcels of land for public projects just because the plots were in an unauthorized colony. Allahabad High Court has clarified that a housing society is not an industry within the Industrial Disputes Act, 1947, and its employees are not workmen. The court observed that the Industrial Disputes Act, 1947, was to focus on resolution of industrial disputes and regulation of industrial relations. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has asked the Delhi International Airport Limited to measure and display the prescribed noise levels for aircraft at the international airport. The tribunal noted that a notice to airmen was issued by the Airports Authority of India, which has been incorporated in the Aeronautical Information Publication on the 11th of October, 2018, regarding use of reverse thrust by pilots while landing.